time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Sandra Tipton and Don Tipton at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And we're here today with Kenton Moody, a longtime friend of Don's and my personally. He is the international director of a fabulous humanitarian aid organization called Convoy of Hope. Welcome to the show, Kenton.
Hey, thanks, Sandra. Appreciate it.
I know that some of our listeners are familiar with Convoy, especially since you were such a great part of helping in the aftermath of Hurricane Rita right here in Southwest Louisiana. But for people who are not familiar with the work of Convoy of Hope, could you just give us a brief overview of the vast work that you do?
Well, Convoy is an organization that works both in the United States and overseas and has been doing that since 1994. And responding to the others, also working with the poor in urban settings in the U.S. And then overseas, we're doing relief and development work and have been active in more than 100 countries in the past 10 years.
My goodness. You know, I know, I believe that you started it with events in the U.S. Is that correct?
It was. And, you know, our founder, Hal Donaldson, who is also a friend of the Tiptons, was he and his brothers and sister were pastor's children. Their dad was killed in a tragic automobile accident, and they were basically thrown to the friendship and the mercy of people around them to help them, and were on welfare and lived a life of poverty for a number of years. And they dedicated themselves, even as young people, if they ever had the opportunity, they wanted to help the poor, and God has given them that vision. And we've helped right now, I think it's over 20 million people worldwide.
I was reading on the website up to 50 U.S. outreaches a year. That is phenomenal. Can you describe to the listeners what that is on your U.S.-based outreaches when Convoy comes into a community?
Well, you know, we do a lot. The community outreaches we do in the States have sort of a varied aspect. We have one coming up in Dayton, Ohio, for instance, where in the past we've done very large outreaches. We may have anywhere from 5,000 to 15,000 people show up from the community, all served by volunteers from local churches and agencies, providing a children's carnival, health screening, job fair, food for those who need it, makeovers and haircuts, and anything we can to serve people. And it's trying to make a connect with those who are in need and those who have, and also to help them spiritually. In Dayton, for instance, we're doing, rather than one large outreach, we're splitting up and we're doing a number of smaller outreaches in the needy areas around the Dayton metropolitan area. We've also done a number of outreaches back down in the Hurricane Katrina, Rita zone, God Cares outreaches, and simply going back to the communities that were so hard hit, and bringing people together, providing them services, and really listening to them. Convoy of Hope still remains active down in that area. And we've seen just people come to the site and begin weeping because of all the emotional baggage that they've been carrying. You know, this has been very difficult times for a number of people. And also, Sandra, I mean, you guys see it as well with the wonderful ministry that Friendships has, that with the food prices, the gas prices, both here in the U.S. and overseas, it has really taken a crunch on people, and more people are needing help.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you come into a community, Kenton, and you come in with supplies, and do you network with the local church community?
We do. We may bring as many as 50, 70 churches together to do this. Convoy of Hope is a volunteer ministry in the sense that we're bringing people together and facilitating them, mobilizing churches and agencies, even like the Lions Club or the Rotary Club. And, you know, you have fraternities or sororities from universities that get involved, and even boys and girls that get involved and go out and volunteer to serve the poor. And this volunteer basis comes together on one day of outreach. But the idea is to connect people who have long-term needs into churches and agencies that can help them to get out of their cyclical poverty and move on with their lives, maybe help them with life issues as far as habits or things that they're involved in. Maybe it's single moms, single parents, single dads, you know, that have needs. It may be people that are not able to see a physician. They don't have the money or don't have insurance. We're able to provide them screening and can connect them into a medical circle that can provide some care for them. And for some, it's just a day away. You can imagine any more people, they're paying, you know, $15 to get their hair cut, to come and be able to get their family's hair cut for free, or to give ladies a makeover and do their nails and a foot massage or something. They feel pampered, and it's a way to show God's love in a tangible way.
That's amazing, Kent. And you know what we find in the work that we do, and in your work for sure, when people are in need, a lot of times they go somewhere and they're treated like a welfare case. And it's just devastating, especially for people that aren't used to. Does anyone get used to that? But for people who are new to this experience. So when they come to a Convoy outreach and they're treated this way like royalty, it's just a very special way of expressing the love of God and the way that the Lord treats us.
Well, we have a code that we've lived by since the beginning, and it's called a guest of honor system. And everyone that comes is welcomed. They're treated like they're the mayor or the governor. And everyone has value. And we have found that when you love and you love unconditionally, people respond to that and they desire that. They want community. And Scripture tells us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and everything within us, and to love our neighbor as much as we love ourselves. And that's what Convoy is trying to promote, and changing situations, changing people, changing families through that.
That's wonderful. Now, Kenton, I know that you're working a lot in Southwest Louisiana, but if there's a community leader or a pastor that's listening that would like to explore with Convoy doing an outreach in their community, how do they get a hold of you to start to discuss that?
You know, they can do it two ways. They can reach us on our 800 number, which is 1-800-988-0664. They can find that also on our website and go to convoyofhope.org. and pull down some information and send an email, and someone will be back with them. And there may be someone out there as well, Sandra, that says, you know what, we're not, our community is not that large and we're not going to do that, but we'd like to go and join in an outreach. And we're having more and more churches and groups go, and maybe they'll go from, maybe they live in Arkansas or Oklahoma, they want to drive down and spend 4 days and help in an outreach. There are those opportunities as well. And so we encourage people to get involved. We also encourage people to look for needs right in their own community and begin to help, begin to reach out, because we do believe we can make a difference.
So how would people find out about volunteer opportunities?
Well, again, our website's the best way to do that, and to go to that and send us an email. And there's the different emails that would respond to volunteer opportunities. Those are on our website. Or if somebody wants more information on the outreach, we take a lot of teams overseas as well. We have, I think, 13 outreaches in Central America this summer, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and teams that want to go with us, or we have internship programs. We just sent 28 young people off to Central America today, and they're going to be down there for 5 weeks. They're going to Armenia, Moldova in the fall. You know, there's so many ways to plug in.
That's tremendous.
Call us or send us an email. We'd love to be in touch.
Okay, and that website is convoyofhope.org, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
This is Dorothy Miller, the Executive Director of the God Story Project, and you are listening to Radio Friendships.
We're going to take a short break here, but when we come back, we'll continue with Sandra Tipton speaking with Kenton Moody of Convoy of Hope. We'll be right back.
We, as Christians, love to speak of faith, but too often there is an element of faith that we miss. There is an illustration in the story of the man that was hiking. He came upon a canyon, and the only way to reach the other side, where food and shelter lay waiting, was a steel cable suspended between the two cliffs. He sat there for the rest of the day, pondering on how he was going to get across. Just as the night was falling, he noticed a man with a wheelbarrow coming across the cable. As he reached the other side, the hungry man said, "Wow, that was amazing." The man with the wheelbarrow responded. He said, "Do you think I could do that again?" And the man said, "Yes, sure. I think you could do it again." Then the man in the wheelbarrow said, "Do you believe I can do it again?" And the man said with confidence, "Yes, I believe you can do it again." Then the man in the wheelbarrow turned and looked him straight in the eyes and said, "Do you have faith that I can do it again?" And the man said, "I watched you. I saw you. You were flawless in your balance. I have faith that you can do it again." At which point the man with the wheelbarrow said, "Good. Then get in." This is a story of our faith. Faith is an action word. We say we believe God, but do we put our faith and trust in God and get into the wheelbarrow?
Friendships provides disaster relief, medical services, and humanitarian aid. All staff are volunteer and there's no charge to participate. Looking for a meaningful way to spend your days and an effective way to serve God? All skills are needed, willing hearts of all ages. If you're a recent high school graduate and would like to learn about relief missions while seeking God's will for your life, ask about our apprenticeship program. Medical personnel, register with us for international missions. Friendships. Live the dream.
And now back to your host, Sandra Tipton.
You're listening to Radio Friendships. This is Sandra Tipton at Port Mercy, and I'm speaking with Kenton Moody, International Director of Convoy of Hope, based in Springfield, Missouri. Kenton, tell us about the international work that you do.
Well, international work was really something I think we connected with you guys early on. It was in response to Hurricane Mitch and Hurricane George that impacted that area of the world, Central America and the Caribbean, 10 years ago this year. And, you know, the horrible flooding and destruction that was there. And we began to get involved, not really knowing all what we were doing. And you know, God just opened the doors, and we helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. And since that time, have been responding to disasters all around the world. I just came back from Bangkok, where we've been helping the people of Myanmar. We've sent things into China in response to the earthquake as well. And so we're doing disaster response and then what we call compassion initiatives, which are working with local churches and evangelism and outreach in their community around the world. And then we're also involved in development projects with clean water, water purification, seeds, and small-scale agriculture. Right now, Convoy of Hope is feeding 18,000 children a day in Kenya, Haiti, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, and providing for their families and providing their well-rounded program with education. So there's so much going on. Sometimes I feel like I'm barely keeping my nose above water, and I know you guys do this. Are the same way at Friendships.
Oh, that's amazing, Kenton. It's just beautiful work in such a short time, really, since 1994 when the organization began.
Well, and you know what? God has really grown this ministry and this organization, and we feel like has taken us to those that are in need. We do our very best not to replicate, and we network with a number of other organizations. So we're looking for places where we can fill in the gaps, where we can help those that are in need. And the other thing is, because we are an agency that ships a lot overseas and goes, we can assure people that the product and the money that's being given is being utilized in a good fashion, because we want to be good stewards of what's been placed in our hands.
You know, you were talking about networking with organizations, and we had an opportunity to network together like we have many times in the past. Just about a month ago, when the terrible disaster happened in Myanmar, and we received a call from Campus Crusade for Christ, I believe it was, that was looking for commodities. And we have some beautiful heavy-duty tarp material that's good for disasters. And Convoy's truck came to pick it up. So the three of us worked together to get that shipment out.
And, you know, that's arriving this week, Sandra, there in the region. Of course, it had to be shipped by boat. But people have still not, they have needs for months to come, as you well know, after disasters. I mean, we see people in the Katrina and Rita zone that still haven't been able to rebuild. And so this is so vital that organizations work together and are fine not to wave their banner over one thing or another, but we work in really true partnership. And that's one of the things that we've so appreciated about Friendships, at like heart, like mind, and our desire to reach out and touch those most in need.
This is Radio Friendships. We're talking with Kenton Moody, International Director of Convoy of Hope, a humanitarian aid organization. Kenton, you weren't always the International Director of Convoy of Hope. What were you doing prior to this?
Well, I had worked with Hispanics in the U.S., Oregon and Texas, California, for a number of years. And then we went as missionaries to Central America and were stationed in Panama. And there worked with Bible schools and with indigenous tribes. In fact, we still go back to Panama a couple times a year, working with the Indians, which are very poor, and just seeing God move in a tremendous way. But, you know, it's interesting, Sandra, when we were missionaries in Panama, my wife ended up leaving and going through a divorce, became a single father, and had three small children, and came back to the United States. And, you know, I learned love and mercy and grace at a real personal level during that time. And that really was a turning point for me as Convoy of Hope offered me a position to come and work with them and believed in me. I was able to take my experience and utilize that to reach out to people that had needs. And it really showed me a whole different side and made me more of a person that wanted to exhibit mercy.
Yes.
And, you know, since that time, God gave me a lovely wife and two additional children. Our children are going with us. We leave next week, in 2 weeks, or whole families down ministering in Central America. Just tremendous things. God is not just a God of second chances. He's a God of new beginnings. And, you know, that's an additional message that we carry, that just because something's gone, something's happened, something tragic's passed by, you know what? God can help us. God cares. God loves us. And I know that's not something that we just say. It's something that we live. And I've seen you and Don live that. And that's why we so deeply appreciate friendships and all that you guys do.
Kenton, one of the thrusts of our radio show is to encourage people that are feeling the call of God on their lives to go forward, have faith, and step out. So can you encourage him a bit on what it's like to be in full-time ministry and what you would recommend for people who are feeling the call of God on their hearts?
Well, I am certainly a proponent of people being involved, and I believe that many are called, but not a whole lot choose to go.
Right.
And I think God calls a lot more people than actually respond, and I just encourage people to take a step of faith and say, I will go. There's no substitute for going. And when you say, what do you mean by going? Are you talking about going to China or Burma or Latin America? I'm talking about just going and getting involved and helping others. And I think God wants us to be faithful where we're at, and he can take us to a new level. There's so much need out there, Sandra. One of our greatest, lack that we have, the greatest lack we have is really more volunteers, more people getting involved, more people willing to say, hey, count on me. I think as people follow the call of God in their life, they need to be willing to sacrifice. And I know a little bit of your story, and you guys have gone through great sacrifice in the past. And it's not about money. It's not about credit. It's not about things that come to me. It's about what can I give away? What can I do for others? And that's the example of Christ. And so there are so many great ministries as well out there. Convoy of Hope is one of them. Friendships is one of them. And you find many that are looking for people to be involved, that have jobs available for people with talents that could go out and make a difference in the world today. And so we encourage you to do that.
If people would like to give financially to Convoy of Hope, how do they go about doing so?
Well, again, that can be done through our website, or someone can call, and you can get our information off the web. Again, they can call 800-988-0664 or write us at our address here in Springfield. And you can Google Convoy of Hope. That's a way. And you know what? Convoy of Hope is one of those organizations that keeps our administration very low. We have a staff of about 55 and reaching out all around the world. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get as much product and resources and out to those that are in need. That's our goal.
Can you tell us how you believe that the help with material needs affects people in a spiritual sense?
Oh, I have to go back to a Bible verse that God gave me when I was in Albania responding to the Kosovo crisis about 9 years ago. And I was reading my Proverbs early in the morning, and Proverbs 18:16 says, "The gift opens the door for the giver." And that's a verse that I've used again and again, that when we give something, whether it's an apple pie to somebody across the street, whether it's mowing their yard, whether it's a helping hand for an elderly person in the parking lot at Walmart, these are things that open the door. And we've seen this in other faith countries as well, where we reach out and we show love, unconditional love, and offer something. People want to know, hey, why are you doing this? And that gives us an open door to share our message. And we don't do it just to share the message. It's not a bait and switch. We do it because people have needs. But, you know, and I know that we're holistic in all that we do, that I don't separate my love for God from my deeds. It's all one package.
Yes, amen. Well, Kenton, it's been just fantastic talking to you today, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
Well, we deeply appreciate friendships, and Don and Sandra have, you guys have just been wonderful friends. And the other thing was, we appreciate your heart, and thank you so much. Convoy of Hope is an organization that's representative of people that get involved.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us today at Radio Friendships, where we talk about the great and mighty God that we serve and the many opportunities around the world to get involved in advancing the kingdom. Please tune in tomorrow, same time, same place.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, for the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's an interesting part of American history found in the story of Abraham Lincoln. One day, Abraham Lincoln went to a slave market. There he noted a young, beautiful African-American woman being auctioned off to the highest bidder. He bid on her and won. And witnesses said that you could see the anger in the young woman's eyes and could imagine what she was thinking. Just another white man that will buy me, use me, put me in the fields, and then discard me. As Abraham Lincoln walked off with his property, he turned to the woman and said, "You're free." And the angry woman looked at him and said, "Oh, what do you mean I'm free? I can say whatever I want to say?" And he said, "Yes, you're free. You can say whatever you want to say." Still in disbelief and full of anger, the woman then turned to him and said, "Does that mean I can be whoever I want to be?" And Abraham Lincoln said, "Yes, you can be whoever you want to be." As her face softened, she looked at him and asked one more question. She said, "Does it mean I can go wherever I want to go?" And he said, "Yes, you're free. You can go wherever you want to go." And then as the crowd noticed that her eyes were full of tears and her voice trembling, she turned to him and said, "Well, then I will go with you." This story is a great illustration of the freedom found through Christ. We were the slaves, and he paid the highest price for us, and then set us free with no condition. I think it is a reasonable response from us all to say, "I will follow you."
Help our day be blessed. I love you, God. Amen.
I do.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.